Hello and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Vicky Ellis, ISIS Markets Editor in charge of European ethanol coverage, reporting from Brussels, where hundreds of industry players from Europe and around the world flocked for the World Ethanol and Biofuels Conference. From crocodile pits to CETA, EU policy and weak European pricing, there was plenty to discuss, whether it was in the meetings in the lobby of Steigenberger Wiltshire's Hotel on Avenue Louise or in the main conference hall. We'll be going through some of the key ones for the European market. Depressing, not optimistic, unclear direction, these are all phrases I've heard in the past few days. But that mood wasn't necessarily clear at the start of the week. It was set in play by a blunt speech from a senior policy adviser at the European Commission's transport branch, DG MOVE, Peter Viz. Just as Donald Trump's stunning US election victory left the world reeling, the ethanol sector was knocked sideways by tough talk from Viz. He spoke of growing doubts about whether it is proper to financially support the biofuels industry. The Commission view is that a gradual phase-out of subsidy will take place, he said, and that plan would bring you back to a world of no support. He told the industry it should persuade environmental NGOs to get on side if it is to get its point across to the European Commission. This worried one producer who feared it meant policymakers weren't looking at the issue from a fact-based perspective. I'm sure the Commission would say otherwise. Viz also told the industry to innovate like the refinery industry and explain to policymakers why it deserves to have any subsidy at all. In a market encouraged by policy to cut emissions, now reliant on that policy because the oil price crash made ethanol more expensive, it was a cruel-to-be-kind sort of speech, and many were flabbergasted. In the Q&A, one audience member from Hungrana, an ethanol producer, pointed to their greenhouse gas savings of 60% or more for ethanol and asked, what more must we do to prove ourselves? Another questioner from the floor praised Peter's bravery in entering the crocodile pit and joked jaws were snapping around the room. Well, he wasn't far off the mark. Another joke, ahead of the US election, from anti-Trump fans was that they could always move to Canada. Well, maybe they're packing their bags now. But the ethanol industry has its eyes on the North American nation for a very different reason. As the ink dries on the paper for the Canada-EU Trade Agreement, or CETA, signed on the 30th of October, there is a risk ethanol could come into Europe from Canada once that trade barrier is removed, so another European producer told me. The theory is that Canada could send ethanol to Europe and fulfil domestic needs with very cheap product from the US. Now, trade group EPUR has previously claimed it could result in 1.2 billion litres of extra duty-free imports from Canada to the EU, and that's around 20%, it said, of the EU's renewable fuel ethanol production. For now, the view is that CETA will not have a short-term impact. For a start, CETA relies on the European Parliament approving the deal, and it could come into force provisionally in spring 2017. As a trader told me, Canadian infrastructure is not easily geared for such an export flow just yet, not least because some ports can be frozen up for parts of the year. Technical adjustments may also be needed at some plants. Meanwhile, long-term deals may be needed for Canadian players to bother making the effort. Another block for now is weak Europe pricing. Which brings us neatly to another talking point, Europe being an unattractive destination for ethanol. It looks to continue its relative isolation for now. Pakistan and Central American countries are not expected to send much product this way. Europe is just too cheap to be worth the while. But whereas this would previously have left a gap, it is not expected to this year. This is because of extra traditional ethanol capacity in Germany, say sources, while an oversupply of fuel ethanol is leaving plenty available to plug the gap that would normally have been filled by such imports. Let's end on a sweeter note. The end of the EU sugar market regime in September 2017 poses another question. Received wisdom goes that beet ethanol producers will pick sugar over ethanol. Much higher prices make it a no-brainer. But counter-arguments I heard this week were that, number one, if the overall sugar output of such producers increases, could more ethanol be made as a co-product? And number two, sugar is not necessarily the largest feedstock for European ethanol. maize was king of the crops in 2014, according to figures from ePure, the trade body, which makes up 42% of all feedstock used by ePure's members. The wheat made up a third of feedstock, followed by sugar beet at nearly a fifth of the feedstock. That's about 18%. So what will the impact be? Like a Willy Wonka sweet which changes flavour, we'll just have to suck it and see. Moving on to a fifth and final point, it wasn't all doom and gloom. Ethanol sellers may take heart from what Rob Weekly of the UK's Department for Transport told the conference on Tuesday, that in the next few days, the DfT will put out its formal consultation on biofuels, and we might get a bit of news on whether it will go for E10. And as Grant Pearson, Commercial Director of Ensis, the UK ethanol plant owned by Germany's Crop Energies, as he said at the conference, he was delighted to hear that this consultation was coming. It's long overdue. Rob Wakeley put a positive spin on the recent EU referendum. He said Brexit could offer a lot of opportunities. And he later emphasised the need for a positive future for incumbent players and new entrants. Very interesting there. And the bleak mood in biofuels is not universal. A couple of sources in the industrial and beverage market were hoping for a turnaround in fortunes early next year, after this quarter's weaker prices. Time will tell whether prices have bottomed out. Well, that's all we have for a quick wrap-up of the ethanol event. Subscribers can find stories and more conference coverage on the ISIS dashboard, and please do tune into the next edition of the Chemical Update podcast very soon. For ISIS here in Brussels, I'm Vicky Ellis.